Jasmine, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks very much for joining me. So being a university station, we've covered it a bit before, but just to take it back, can you talk about what kicked off the Australian Human Rights Commission to investigate this otherwise relatively overlooked issue of sexual assault on campus?
Yeah, it is quite an overlooked issue. From what I understand, a lot of the issues that have come out of residential colleges, particularly the big one would be St. Paul's College, at Sydney University, encouraged the Human Rights Commission to look into this. It's not the first time that the Human Rights Commission has looked into universities. In 2011, they did a review of the Australian Defence Force Academy. Interestingly enough, during that review, actually found out that civilian academies had a rate of sexual assault 3 times higher than the Australian Defence Force Academy, which can be a bit of a shock considering that pretty much considered to be the height of rape culture. So it was out of a few issues, including residential colleges and just stronger student activism, that the commission actually decided to undertake the project on assault and harassment at universities.
Mm. Well, since the conversations opened up, we've seen a lot more about understanding just how deeply entrenched misogyny and rape culture is at universities. A lot of people have said it is ideologically entrenched around campuses and campus accommodations. With some ironclad results, I suppose, coming out with this investigation, how do you anticipate the results are going to be responded to by the universities when they're presented with concrete and evidence? Do you think we will see tangible change?
It's hard to know. I think it's important. This is the first time that we will have concrete data on assault to this extent, to this level. But it is important to know that there are a lot of issues with the survey itself. The survey was funded by Universities Australia, which is the peak body representing universities. And so the survey itself isn't actually taking into account experiences of assault and harassment that happen off campus, even if they are related to university. So that could be at camps, at uni games, sporting events, possibly even at residential areas that aren't technically a part of the university. So my main concern is that universities will use the elements that are missing from the survey to downplay the results. Realistically, the sample size is still quite small, despite it being the biggest survey into assault and harassment. I have high hopes. Like, I really am hoping that universities will respond well, that they'll implement changes that have been recommended. But it's very hard to know when there have been so many loopholes designed in the survey itself for universities to kind of continue to fail to take accountability.
Mm. Well, with that said, can you tell us a bit about what some of the events happening today through the with the Respect Now Always Student Conference are? What's going to be happening?
Right. So today is a student consultation that has been organised by Respect Now Always and Equity and Diversity. So it's an opportunity for students to meet with the Respect Now Always team, with the new academic vice-chancellor and vice-chancellor for students, to discuss how we want the university to respond to complaints, how we want the university to offer support in the aftermath of the results, because if it follows existing patterns, there will be a spike in reports after these results come out. It happened after the Respect Now Always campaign itself was launched, and I don't doubt that it will happen again. So it's our opportunity to tell the university what we think they should be doing. The Women's Collective itself, co-signed by, I think, about 15 to 20 other student groups, has put together a list of demands, including, you know, that there should be a full-time trauma specialist counsellor at campus wellbeing, that there should be a compulsory module on consent and respectful relationships on iLearn, things like that, which, while we won't be told any of the Macquarie-specific results today, it is important for us to get that message across to the university that no matter what the results say, one instance of assault is one too many, and they need to start taking steps now to ensure that there is support for students.
If you've just tuned into The Daily, we're speaking right now with Jasmine Naud. The president of Macquarie University's Women's Collective was speaking about the Australian Human Rights Commission survey into campus sexual assault and harassment, as it's due out in just a few days' time on the 1st of August. Now, Jasmine, we've seen the force of student power recently when the universities didn't unanimously agree to make the survey results public. The outcry caused them to reverse their decision. On the other side, something which student bodies are notorious for is a degree of laziness and apathy when it comes to broader issues, because university's 3 years of their life, that's over in a heartbeat. With something as big as this, are you expecting, as part of one of the peak women's bodies, it's student bodies at the university, are you expecting that there's going to be a lot to be done to rally the troops following the results of the survey as far as engaging with student activism with this issue?
Yeah, I think one of the main issues is that sexual assault and harassment at universities has kind of been pegged as, the crazy feminist issue, which it isn't. It's something that affects everyone on university campuses. Chances are you know someone who has been assaulted or harassed on a university campus. At Macquarie specifically, it actually has been quite encouraging to see more and more people, particularly in the wake of the most recent FRC election, get more involved in student politics. But student groups and societies that wouldn't necessarily be considered political ones are now getting in contact with the Women's Collective, wanting to get involved in activism around this. In saying that, though, there are always going to be the people that step back and decide it's not their issue, or, that they don't understand it, they haven't experienced it, therefore they shouldn't engage with it. There's always going to be people like that. But I think Macquarie is seeing a really strong wave of interest in activism and interest in politics that hopefully will pick up even more as these results come out.
Well, as president of the Uni's Women's Collective, what sort of systematic change do you think is needed to overhaul the normalisation and trivialisation of rape culture we're seeing here?
Oh, that's a big question. Look, there's a lot of issues with current university policy surrounding sexual assault and harassment. Up until very recently, I believe, sexual assault and harassment didn't have its own uni policy. It just came under general student misconduct underneath, not stealing a textbook. So I think it needs to be taken more seriously by the university itself if we want students and staff and people within the university to take it seriously. As it stands at the moment, I believe there are still really, really terrible limitations on time for reporting. From what I understand, if a staff member wishes to make a report against a staff member, they have 3 months to do that. So it's just not giving people enough time. It's not taking the issue seriously enough. And if the university itself can't do that, how is anyone else going to do that? But we believe that changing policies around the reporting procedures, ensuring that they're trauma-informed, survivor-friendly, accessible to international students and culturally and linguistically diverse students is super important. I think ensuring that all students and staff at Macquarie have an understanding of how to respond to or deal with disclosures, how to manage trauma, vicarious trauma that they may get from hearing other people's disclosures, just making it clear that this is an issue that could affect anyone across the board. It needs to be focused on more in that way.
Mm. That was a big question to throw on you, Jasmine. My thoughts behind that are, with results coming out, results are just results from the survey, of course, and there is a long road to rectifying the issues that we are seeing, that we have been seeing for such a long time. But, of course, this is a wonderful first step for progress. Jasmine, thanks so much for joining me this morning and to telling us about a bit of what's happening on campus at the moment.
No problem. Thank you for having me.